Well, Elise Burr is with us from Northern Michigan University and the rural health area of that university. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. There's a lot going on as we head into the holidays here. But talk about what you are up to in your little corner of the university.
Well, last week we actually launched a regional healthcare talent need survey. And this is a collaborative effort between the NMU Center for Rural Health, InvestUP, and the Michigan Health and Hospital Association. So the concept behind this is really to understand the regional healthcare workforce needs that employers are facing right now. This is anywhere from hospitals and clinics to long-term care facilities, dental offices, EMS agencies, just a wide variety of stretch throughout that. The objective, I guess, behind the project is to really understand those regional healthcare workforce needs and to improve and align the various university academic programs that we could be building or that we might be able to strategically place with partnerships and regional healthcare providers.
Well, I've already looked at the survey myself, and I'm interested, is this, you know, we have a shortage of people to work in certain fields, right? And
yes.
And that's where you guys come in at NMU. And talking with Marty at InvestUP as well, it's really important in drawing people to the UP and keeping people in the UP. So how do you feel, is this a effort on your part, Elise, to try to get more people to come to Northern to take these get the training that they need?
Yeah, I think it's not only getting more people in the region, but also identifying, are there unique ways to meet the needs that aren't currently being considered? You know, quite often you get stuck in a humdrum and everybody's just checking a box and doing whatever's been done historically. And we really want to go with this approach, I guess, and saying, is there something that could be done that we haven't already tried or that we could do? And sometimes it's understanding, you know, is there a new certification that could be available? Could this individual actually meet two different job descriptions versus one because it's a rural setting and because you may not have 50 people walking through the door that day for that service? Could they be cross-trained in another avenue and also be used in that avenue as well, so that we're meeting the needs of the region versus just meeting a job description?
Okay, so how can people take this survey? I know it's up because I've seen it myself, and it's there for another few weeks, so there's time.
Yes, the survey is available at nmu.edu/ruralhealth/survey. If they're on the Rural Health webpage, they can just go under projects, and then it's under current projects. It doesn't take long to do the survey. We're encouraging any employer of any kind of health fields, and that includes any kind of IT positions, marketing positions, you know, anything that falls under the roof of a healthcare entity. We want to hear what those needs are.
Elise Burr is with Northern Michigan University's Rural Health. She's been telling us about that survey, which we posted on our website too for you, Elise. So thank you for calling back.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.